Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora tātou, ngamihi nui kia koutou. A warm welcome to Cab On Air, a programme brought to you by Citizens Advice Bureau, where we talk about your rights and where and how you can get help to support you and your whānau. Our focus is on some of the hot topics we see at Cab, and we invite other community organisations to join us and share information about their services as well. Ahi ahi, Marie, ko rani aho. I'm your host today along with Tom, our technical producer. This month, Tom and I are back in the studio with our guest, Jenny Roots from Kingdom Resources, an organisation committed to empowering individuals and families with the tools and resources that they need to take control of their finances. Today, Jenny's going to tell us about Kingdom Resources' range of free resources and the work that they do. Kia ora, Jenny. Great to have you with us today in the studio. Maybe you could start by just telling us a little bit about your own background and how you came to be involved with Kingdom Resources.
Yeah. Thanks, Ronnie, and thanks for having me in today. My story coming into Kingdom Resources, it goes back probably 10 and a half years now. Originally, before working here, I was actually a client with Kingdom Resources. My son had a pretty gnarly accident. He ended up in a wheelchair. The place that I was renting, we couldn't go back to it, but I didn't want to give it up because it was affordable. But the bedroom and bathroom were all upstairs. So because he was in a wheelchair and I actually couldn't lift him, he was 12, I couldn't lift him all the way up the stairs and bring him down again and everything. So we ended up staying in that rental, but going and boarding somewhere else. So at the time we were paying rent and paying board. Plus we were paying about $70 a week in parking fees at the hospital. It was an exhausting time of life, both me and my son. You know, fortunately, because he was young, he was able to walk again several months later, and he hasn't stopped really, but there was no help. So we were living on less than $350 a week, and out of that we were paying rent and we were paying board.
And all the other fees as
and
well.
And all the other stuff. So it was really quite crippling. So things started drifting off to debt collecting agencies, like your phone bill, your power bill, internet bill, and all of a sudden your credit rating is crushed. You just feel like you're constantly treading water, and when things start to go to debt collect agencies, you actually feel like you're starting to drown a bit. So when I went into Work and Income to see if there was any help available to me, they said that I just didn't fit any criteria at the time. I sort of swam in that grey area. So they recommended I go to Kingdom Resources, and they didn't just give me good advice. When I come in the door, they welcomed me with a heart that made me feel really relaxed. I always say that there was something about the waiting room at Kingdom Resources that held this real warmth. The staff there were much the same. So they gave me some good direction. They later found me some funding to get my son the shoes that he needed for when he could wear shoes again when he was walking. The shoes were just more than what I was getting paid a week. And after working with them for a while, they said to me, hey, look, there's a job coming up. Do you want to have a go? And so here I am today. I can't say walking into the workforce was an easy thing. I'd raised a few children on my own, and I think my self-esteem was fairly battered, actually. But I found a really safe place to work and a really safe team to work alongside of. I honestly think they very much are like family, and they have the same heart for one another in the team as they do for the people that come in the door. And that's what I like about this place. There's no judgment. It's just a real interest in people that they meet, and a real desire to help them grow out of the debt and into, you know, possibility.
Well, Jenny, thank you for sharing that story. I mean, what an extraordinary way into your role now. And clearly you bring huge life experience yourself, so from both sides, which is, I think, probably a real gift within the organisation. Tell us a little bit about your current role.
So I've been with Kingdom Resources for 9 years now. Currently the supervisor there. We have a great team.
Right.
We lost our funding 2024, all our MSD funding, which really put us in a critical position along with many, many agencies out there. And we know we're not alone. Some of our team, you know, that were paid staff, they stopped collecting a wage and they actually stayed on as volunteers. And I really think that speaks to their heart and the nature of, you know, members of the team that we have.
It certainly does. Yeah. Well, how did Kingdom Resources come about in the first place? Can you tell us a little bit about the history of it?
I can. Kingdom Resources started off 1988. There was an idea that was grown from a guy that worked at, I think he was in pastoral care at Southwest Baptist Church, and he wanted to see people debt free. And he came up with the idea. I believe it started with Kingdom Bank, and then it spread to interest free loans. So it was him and a guy called Murray Robertson that got this off the ground. And at this time, they didn't know how they were going to do it, but they sort of had planted the seed of faith and it just grew. And 38 years later, we're still here. So initially when we started, I think mortgage rates were about 24%.
Some of us can remember those days.
Pretty crippling. And the average debt, especially for credit cards, was between $2,000 and $4,000. But again, with very, very high interest rates, we see a lot more debt today. But at the time, that was fairly significant, and people were coming in pretty much crushed underneath these high percentage rates for mortgages. And even if they didn't have a mortgage, even rents were starting to increase in price. They'd be given credit cards. People felt like they were always paying interest, never paying principal, never gaining any ground. Interest-free loans were introduced, and that just set people free.
Right.
You know, they got to pay the principal off. They didn't have often thousands of dollars worth of interest rates attached on top of it. Whoever came in and got the loan, we walked with them through that journey until that loan was paid. So we, you know, there were so many other ways that we could help them just by being a support or by helping them with food parcels if they need any extra assistance along the way. Being a bit of a cheerleader, you know, when you say, when people, we're always tempted, aren't we, with a little bit of retail therapy, you know, when things have been hard, we want to go out there and go, I want to take the kids to this or I want to go here. But instead of just sort of doing it sporadically or off the cuff, we were able to say, well, how about we just talk about that as a goal and how do we achieve that goal on the income that you've got? And that's still the way that we work with people today, making goals with them, setting a timeline for that goal, and working out how much they actually have to put aside in order to achieve that goal in that time frame. It's working your money instead of having your money work you. And
So Jenny, just to clarify, of the half a dozen or so people who are working there, most of you are financial mentors?
Yes. We do have another lady, Jacinta. She does our Pūtea Kai with us, which is a course that we run, but she also does menu planning, and we do a course where we sort of talk about financial literacy and goal setting, understanding your debt, working out whether or not you're getting everything you need, whether it's entitlements from work and income, whether finance companies that you've got loans with or whatever are actually treating you fairly. And she comes in and she does the Kai side of things, where she'll actually introduce meals that don't cost a whole lot of money, meals that our grandmothers used to give us or meals that our parents used to give us that for some reason we don't seem to cook anymore. And those meals have real heart, and encourage people within the family to cook together. It's about bringing the family unit together. Unfortunately, due to the funding cuts, we rely on funding to get Jacinta in to do these courses with us. It's the same for other courses that we run. Taking the First Step, which is a confidence course for women, helping them get ready for work or just build up on their confidence again. These things are also courses that we rely on the funding for now. There's high need for these courses. There's high demand for the courses. You know, they've been really, really popular.
So they're kind of part of the wraparound thing, isn't it, with people looking at their finances from all perspectives, from the food that goes on the table and how to maximise the quality of that, and along the way, bringing the family back together, as well as helping people prepare for the next stage of getting into the work market and things.
Yep.
So you're really looking, it's a whole wraparound kind of service here too.
Well, that's the goal.
When you can actually afford to run these courses. Yeah.
It's the idea is being able to see ourselves as more than our debt and more than our financial situation, and see ourselves as, you know, either the whānau that we're with or building on ourselves as a person alone, and building on those skills and preparing us for, you know, a better time ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
So when someone comes into you, you're thinking about that person as a whole person with some needs at the moment, but also looking at them in the entirety of their life, really.
Well, a lot of people that come through the door, they're not just struggling financially. A lot of them have been under the pressure of this debt for a long time. the impacts that it has on somebody's mental health, their self-worth is extraordinary. It's actually a real privilege to be able to speak into someone's life at that time, just to offer them hope, to say that actually we can do something here with your money. That's, you know, it's okay. We have options. And when we've got options, we have hope. But to be able to actually give them hope within themselves is a great thing. It's one of the joys about the work that we do.
So it's really helping people build their own self-confidence and self-efficacy and see that they can find a way through the or down this track that they're on at the moment and get out the other end feeling a great deal more in charge of things.
Yeah. That's what we want to do,
I imagine you must also work alongside some other organisations then in terms of if you mentioned mental health. So I guess referring people, your clients, to some other helpful agencies as part of your job as well?
Yeah, we do work tightly with a lot of other agencies, a lot of other financial mental agencies. We work quite closely with Early Start and Vision West. Vision West do work in the transitional housing role. You know, it's hard work, but they also bring this tremendous heart to what they do. I don't know how we got to this place in New Zealand where getting a home is so incredibly difficult, where our homelessness is so high, where women over the age of 45 are very quickly becoming part of the growing homeless. I don't know how we got here, and I don't have the answers to how we can bring about all the changes. But I do know at the very heart of the people that we're doing the work for, they need people to believe in them, because when you're feeling so overwhelmed by what you don't have, it's very easy to lose faith in yourself. And I think a lot of the agencies that we work closely with have the same, that's the same dream that they have. You know, their mahi is the same. They want to build into people's lives to offer a bit of hope.
So the kaupapa of your organisation is very much focused around looking at the needs of that whole person and seeing how you can build that sense of confidence and ability to work their way through any issues that they have.
And I think the agencies that we work with, what they do is they offer a place away from isolation. And the world that we live in today, we are becoming very isolated on the whole. Most of us have a screen in front of us all the time. You know, we see it everywhere we go. We've lost the ability to talk to us, to each other, and it's furthering that feeling of isolation that people are feeling.
It's a big brief, isn't it, that we're facing societally as well.
It's huge, yeah.
Jenny, what have you noticed with the clients that you're seeing, that things are the kinds of questions they might have for you or support that they're seeking from you has changed over the last few years? I mean, we've gone through a lot of time socially, haven't we, with COVID. In Christchurch, we've gone through even more sort of challenges with earthquakes and goodness knows what the last couple of decades. So what are you seeing? Are you seeing that things have changed, or it's just very similar except just more of the same?
Well, it's similar, but there's so much added to it. I mean, with all the disasters that we've faced on the whole of the country, the insurance rate getting higher and higher, and that's certainly something that a lot of our clients that are coming through the door, they're going, well, which insurance do I keep? Because I can't afford to keep all of them. It's rates increases. You know, they're crippling people. I work with a lot of people who are now retired. I think in an ideal world, we're all going to have a bit of money behind us when we retire so that we can rely on that and the pension. But a lot of people that come through the doors, they've lost their significant other. They've fallen unwell, and their costs have just chewed through all the money that they had put aside as a buffer to get them through their retirement. Rates increases are so high, and that's one of the biggest concerns that we see coming through the door. You know, I think living alone rate on the pension is $1,110 a fortnight. If you're taking over $200 of that out every fortnight just for rates and house insurance, and then you've got your other insurances and food and everything else, you can see how very quickly chews into that financial security and adds a lot of pressure and a lot of stress to somebody who's living alone, you know, facing life alone for potentially the first time in a long time.
So these are the kinds of issues that you're dealing with?
Yeah. Quite a few people are coming in who are struggling with their mortgage repayments. Through no fault of their own, there might have been an income that dropped away. You know, they may have lost their job completely. High mortgages, we've got rates, cost of living with food. I'm going to show my age here, but I remember when $100 you'd fill up a grocery cart that would have everyone else in envy. You know, if you put $120 in there, your cart was full. Mm. You put $100 in a grocery cart now, and you've probably got a bag of food. When you're on a limited income, and we're not just talking people who are on a benefit, we're talking people who are working hard, who are struggling to put money aside to cover food because all the other costs have to come first to keep the roof over the head or the power on.
It's a huge struggle and a challenge for people.
It's massive.
Financially. Yeah,
it's massive. And I don't think people recognise how hard that is.
No.
Actually, unless you're in amongst it. And as I say, it's not people who are just on a you know, struggling way on a benefit anymore. It is people who are working hard and trying to provide for a family, but only just being able to do that without any real perks in life.
And a lot of these, paying all of these bills depends on actually also having paid work, which is becoming challenging for many. If I was to come in to see you, Jenny, what would happen? What if I rang up and said I need to make an appointment? How do I go about that? Would I expect to see you face to face? Would you want to talk to me on the phone? Would I come in? Would I be able to get to see you soon? Would I need to bring things with me? I mean, how might I prepare to maybe come in and have a meeting with someone for Kingdom Resources?
Mm. So just give us a call. Sometimes we have a small wait list. You know, at the moment I think our wait list is about a week long. What would you expect? No judgment. I've never known anyone that comes through that door to feel judged by people that work with us. And the opportunity to work at your pace. You know, I think we were discussing this earlier, recognising that money is very, very deeply personal. It's not something we talk about with people here. So it's recognising that money is deeply personal to all of us. You know, and some people come through the door and they may be feeling like at their stage in life they should have more money. Some people come in feeling a little bit ashamed because they feel like their money isn't reflecting on who they are or how they wanted their life to be. Now, they're not alone there. I'd like to think that when you come in, we'd work at your pace.
Would I need to bring anything with me, Jenny? I mean, I guess because you're looking at people's finances, you would need to see what their outgoings are and their costs, you know, their bills, etc. Would you?
We would say bring in whatever's concerning you. We try to build a full picture. Let's get a big picture here and let's see how we can work this.
Right.
But don't ever feel like there's no hope. There's, you know, I think I said it before. We're lucky enough in this country to always have options, and we do have options. It's just figuring out what those options are and how we go about fulfilling the need that you've presented to us on the day.
Right. So do your clients come in just for one-off meetings with you, or sometimes the relationships are long-lasting relationships that go over several months as the client grapples with the various challenges that they're dealing with?
Yep.
How does it work?
So some clients come in and we'd like to think they had an epiphany while they were there and they left with all the answers, and sometimes we don't see them again. Other clients I've got are people that I've been working with for 7-8 years, almost the longevity of the time that I've been there. I've got one lady that I suppose you'd call it like a seasonal trauma of sorts. At a certain time of the year, she has this kind of compulsion to want to go out and spend money, and it's all to do with a past trauma. The first few years that I've seen her, we just tried to track the debt and get on top of it. Now she's got on top of the compulsion to spend, and she just comes in and says, I just need to talk. And that's what we do. We just talk.
Well, that sounds like you're offering a very much a wraparound service, as well as all your sharing your financial expertise and helping people unwind and unpack what's happening for them and how to work their way through things, that you're also looking after the whole person.
We've got some pretty good success stories that we always love to share. And we, each of us mentors that work there, we all have them. There's always been quite a few major wins and a few stories that just touch your heart, really. We have a lady, Rose, who I met her. She had had a stroke and she'd lost her home. She was living in a shelter and she'd had another stroke as a result. She had no idea what she was entitled to, what help she was entitled to, so she was getting by on a very, very basic amount of money, having lost everything. We were able to link her in with the right supports to get her access to hydrotherapy pools, which was really beneficial for her health moving forward. She still goes to those pools today. We were able to pay off the debt that she had with an interest-free loan and set it up at a really affordable rate for her. Her life is different, you know.
Mm. That must be one of the things that gives you great joy in your job, I imagine, Jenny.
Well, it brings them joy.
Yeah.
You know, when you see them sort of getting ahead and going, yes, life's getting back on track again, you just think, this is really what it's all about. Yeah.
Is that one of the things that motivates you to keep going?
Yep, absolutely.
Because I'm sure you must hear some sad stories as well and some frustrating stories when you realise just how
difficult it is. Mm. A lot of stuff out there that people are facing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't mind walking through that with them and finding other people who are even potentially more appropriate to walk through that journey with them too.
Okay. So how do people contact you? Do they ring you? They ring you first? They can self-refer? Or do you get referrals from MSD, various other agencies, or what happens?
We still get referrals from MSD, even though we lost the funding. We get referrals from a lot of agencies.
Right.
Look, if you want to get in touch with us, we've got a website, our Kingdom Resources, that you can get in contact with us or just give us a call. Yeah, we'll just, like I said, we'll just meet you where you're at and go from there.
Any final things you wanted to share?
I'd like to share a couple of quotes. And, you know, I think I'd like to say thank you to so many of the funders that have helped keep us going.
They're on your website, I think, aren't they?
They are.
Your website, yes.
Yes, yeah. And in particular to the Rata Foundation, who's basically given us a home. There's one other thing I'd like to say that we offer. It's when we lost our funding, we were looking at ways of trying to bring in the money. And so we started up a subsidiary company called Money Compass, and that is for people who are working who may have an EAP provider through work. And so we provide a service to them as well, very similar to what we do, but with a difference. And so if you've got an EAP provider with work, we may be part of that as well for Money Compass. So if you are really struggling while you're working.
Okay, yeah. It's really useful to know.
And I think, I'd love to do a couple of quotes.
So this is from one of a couple of your ex-clients?
It is. Actually, one of them is still a client now. Before I come to Kingdom Resources, all I could see was debt. And now I can say that I see future possibilities and hope. That's a good result. Yeah.
That's a very, very good result, Jenny.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, gosh, Jenny, it's been great to have you with us today. We appreciate everything you do to support individuals with their financial concerns, knowing that our current environment is one where far too many individuals and families are really struggling.
Mm.
So the work you do and the work that you and your team do to support individuals is invaluable. So thank you for that.
Thanks
so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Today, Jenny shared her own personal story of how she became involved with Kingdom Resources and how she benefited from the support and advice she was given as a young mum struggling. She talked about the kind of specialist services that she and her colleagues offer, detailing how the financial mentoring process works. And she also shared some typical areas that clients seek practical support with in this increasingly complex economic environment. Kingdom Resources offers a 3-week pre-employment course for women wanting to enter or re-enter the workforce, taking the first step. And there are many other courses that they offer that you can find out more about on their website. Their contact details at www.kingdomresources.org.nz. And finally, thanks for listening, everyone. Until next month, mā te wā. Just a reminder that this show can be found as a podcast. Just go to the Plains website and look for Cab on Air. In the meantime, if you're looking for information on any topic, but especially if they relate to your rights in New Zealand, you can contact us at CAB, in person, by phone, emails, and through our website, and a lot of other ways as well, I think. We provide verifiable, accurate, and confidential information to help you understand what your next steps should be. So tune in next month when we'll highlight another organisation providing information and support within our community. Kia ora. Thank you for listening. Until next time, mā te wā.